You only learn through texture.
Some people are visual learners. Some people are, I don't know, auditory learners. I can only learn through the sense of touch. And I don't mean just hands-on doing. I mean specific textural communication.
You're like a blind person?
Yeah, I'm basically Helen Keller. You know how they did the water thing? Put her hand underwater, taught her Morse code.
Is that what they did?
I might be making that up.
It sounds cool. I don't know.
Something to do with water.
So, I read in the news recently that Larry King got divorced. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, for like the 30th time.
Yeah, it was the 7th time, but
still,
it is the root of my question.
He's like 89. How old is he?
Yeah, 91. I don't know, up there.
He's 93 years old. Like, why even bother? How is he still maintaining a human relationship that matters enough to end it?
My question was going to be, how many marriages is too many? But you've changed it maybe to how old is too old to get divorced.
However old Larry King is, that's the age.
No, but really, like, how many times would you get married?
If you go one, that's like, and you end it, like, never again.
I kind of feel the same way.
You get one shot.
But what if you got married really, like, what if you got married at like 19 and divorced at 21? Like, does that one count, or is that a mulligan?
Then all your illusions of marriage have been dissolved at an early age. That is a gift.
Okay. What number do you judge someone if they're like, this is my fourth wife?
I was going to say the fourth marriage, you're probably a basket case.
Okay.
A basket of cats.
And it's like, at that point, it's like, you're the asshole probably, right?
Probably. But also, if you're really rich, like Larry King, like, he could have got gold dugged, like, what, 8 times? That's plausible. But also, he married the same girl twice.
He did do that, yes.
Which is a baller move. I think a better question is, how many times is too many to marry the same person?
Yeah. Okay, well, to marry the same person, like, you can, I feel like you can do that once. But you can't do that at all if you've already had 4 other marriages that didn't work out. Or more.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, you can't, like, marry a person, then divorce them, then marry them again, like, in a row. You have to have another marriage in between.
And I don't know about that. Like, you could just be divorced for a year and realize you miss each other or whatever.
No, but then you're a basket case.
Yeah, true. So it's only acceptable, like, if you have...
The more times back-to-back you either marry or divorce a person, the more of a basket of cats you are.
Okay, so...
But if there's more people in between, then totally fine.
So you judge someone if they say, I'm on my fourth marriage. If someone's
Unless they're hyper-rich, like Clooney, or hyper-handsome, like Clooney or... Brad Pitt, because they never know what they're getting into.
Yeah, but if I was super rich, I just wouldn't marry. I don't think.
No, you just have a harem. Harem?
I think it's harem. No, I just, like, I'd have, I might have a long term relationship, but like, the marriage is like a stupid thing anyway. You know, like, it's.
Okay, Gene Simmons. Family jewels.
I mean, okay, I'm married and you're avoiding marriage, so don't throw stones. But...
Touche.
You're just mispronouncing everything today.
I'm saying it American.
I hate it when Americans pronounce French words wrong. Like, voila. Have you heard people do that?
That's like a, they're like mixing in some Russian.
Yeah.
When you pronounce a V as a W.
It's voila, Americans. It starts with a V. God damn it.
Maybe they think that the V is silent.
I saw someone write out voila on Reddit, and I knew what he was trying to say, but I responded, what does voila mean?
Was it like W-O-L-L-A?
Yeah.
Actually,
I think it was W-O-A-L-L-A. Voila. But I responded, what does it mean? Because I just wanted to hear him explain.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, I don't know, it's just how you say voila. And he spelled it normally. And I was like, no, it's not. You just, what are you?
Okay, so he actually knew the real word voila.
He knew the root of voila.
But decided to spell it phonetically because he thought that was more acceptable.
Yeah, I guess. People do say voila, though, like with the W. And it's all Americans.
Hmm. Well,
I don't get it.
Hey, voila.
There's other French words that they say wrong, like foyer.
Well, they don't say it foyer. They say foyer, right?
Yeah, they say foyer. And that's wrong.
I think I'm okay with that because...
Why?
IER is such a... To say yay with IER is so pretentious, like, to have even written that as a rule in language.
It's ER. Like, isn't it F-O-Y-E-R?
Oh, yeah. And yes. But a lot of French words are like I-E-R.
Yeah.
With the yay.
Right.
And it's like, hey, man, why are you sticking an R on there?
Yeah. I guess. But like, I don't know. It bothers me. Maybe because I was forced to take French in elementary school. So I know that it's foyer.
Also, what kind of a word is foyer? Like, what a stupid name for that part of a house or building. Entryway.
Lobby? It's not a lobby.
Well,
if it's
a lobby's
house.
Bigger than a foyer.
Yeah.
I guess a foyer is pretty specific.
Yeah, it seems like it
I guess we need that word. Fuck.
Okay, what was the question? Oh, yeah, how many divorces is too many? You specifically, what's your divorce number before you stop trying marriage?
One.
Yeah. Okay. Same here, I think.
Unless we go to a different planet. One marriage per planet. No, sorry. One marriage per race. You can marry one human.
Not race, and one species.
I don't see color. Humans are all one race to me. Excuse me.
Okay, sorry.
One, but you're right. One species.
Yes.
You can marry one dog.
I'm with you. I don't understand the mindset that led Larry King to be married that many times. Do you think it's the women demanding it?
I'm sure not all eight of those women were cunts. I'm sure he's probably
a cunt.
Kind of a cunt. Like, just from what I know of his desk personality, I can't imagine that he's like much of a romantic.
But he's so romantic, he got married 7 times.
I think we're confusing romance with like just the ability to entwine someone legally.
I feel
due
like
to your mass fortune.
I feel like a lot of those must have been the woman demanding it, because you're right about gold digging at that level of wealth. Like,
yeah,
as soon as you marriage someone at that level, you're getting money no matter what.
Yeah. I have to assume that at least half of those were like his top hooker who wanted more.
Yeah.
And then he caved because it was easier.
Very similar to Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Do you think he
had... And also like a couple of them blackmailed him.
Yeah, totally. Do you think he had prenups? How much do you think he's paid out in divorce costs?
I would hope that by the fourth marriage, he was like a master of the prenup.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Ewan McGregor.
The best Obi-Wan?
The way the best, yeah.
Yeah. Ouch. Old guy.
Alec Guinness. That's his name.
He's famous. He's a famous actor.
Oh, shit. We're back on. Okay. So many good questions for you.
Let's have even just one.
Do plants feel pain?
Well, do you watch Mythbusters?
I've seen Mythbusters. I don't think I've seen a Plants Feeling Pain episode.
There's definitely a Do Plants Feel Pain? And they definitively proved, as they do with everything they tackle, that they do not. Actually, I don't remember. I think they played the music. I think Carrie yelled at a group of plants.
Yeah, like emotionally I have a vague memory of that.
Yeah, she emotionally abused some ferns, I think.
Right.
And then they burnt one.
Okay.
And I think they measured, like, they hooked up electrodes to it all over.
Right.
Measured it like a, like, it's electrolograph.
It's electrolograph. Yes. Okay.
See what the electrolograph was saying.
How do we know, though, that the way that we measure pain is working on plants?
That's the thing. They probably feel pain in another dimension.
That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think... I mean, I have another question about this, and I don't want to ruin it, but I feel the same way about animals.
Or, like, you know how, like, salicylic acid comes from plants? That's aspirin?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, like... Maybe plants are like the reverse of animals. So pain to us is pleasure to them. So all along we've been testing them for the wrong responses.
You mean they derive pleasure from being like crunched up and destroyed? Or you mean that they...
No, they just like they feel pain as pleasure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess that's the same thing. I'm so high right now.
Do you feel any guilt when, like, pulling out a weed, for instance, or to take it further, like, if you were to chop down a tree?
I do. For trees, especially, like, old trees, or even really pretty flowers sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's more like, it's not the same type of guilt.
I just feel kind of shitty. It's not the same type of guilt as what, when you kill animals? What are you talking
about? No, like, it's not, like, I feel bad like I destroyed art or something.
Right.
Destroyed something beautiful.
Right. You don't feel like you're taking life.
Right.
But even though you are, because it's alive and it's then it's dead.
Not in my dang old definition.
I feel like we don't know how to measure it, and it probably does suck for a plant to be killed.
Do you think at the pearly gates we'll have to answer for all the plants that we massacred? All the blades of grass?
We're so fucked if that's the case.
do you think grass is all one organism that's telepathically connected around the world, like ants?
I don't think it's telepathically connected, but
do you think we live on Pandora and we're the Na'vi? And
isn't there,
we can ride horses and attach to their tails?
Isn't there, wasn't there a whole thing about how forests communicate to different parts of the forest underground?
Yeah, this was kind of recent. I heard about the trees are all like one mesh network.
Yeah.
So... And they'll keep, like, a dying tree can just, like, be supported by a bunch of living trees around it, if they so choose.
Yeah, they can, like, send it nutrients or whatever through the underground network.
If they so choose.
So that, to
That's
me...
That's an ant voice.
Yeah, I got it. So...
that to me signals that we don't know much about plants. Because if we're just figuring that out now.
I know. So dumb. So dumb.
Yeah.
Well, somebody had probably figured it out way back in the day.
But they were burned as a witch or whatever.
Burned as a witch. 10 years dungeon.
That is an old reference. You're bringing back 10 years dungeon. I want to say that's like episode 20 or 21 reference.
No. Later than that.
Someone, one of our fans will fill out the wiki. yeah. Basically, stop cutting your grass is the PSA.
Honestly, the way we're moving as a society, that will be like a social issue in the next 10 years.
Don't hurt the plants?
Yeah.
That's already been. Like, no, there's plant tree huggers.
Yeah, but it'll be everything. It'll be grass. It'll be like you can't cut anything that's grown out of the sidewalk.
How do you feel about dandelions?
They're not a salad food. If anybody ever tries to give you a dandelion salad.
Have you had one?
You will be prepared to throw up. I've tried it. Yeah.
No, you didn't like it?
You can smother that shit in vinaigrette all day long. And it's still sour as fuck. Did you ever cut open a dandelion stem on the playground? Yes. And rub it on your skin?
Yeah.
Slash taste it, because you got to taste it.
Drink the milk?
Yeah.
Yes.
So gross,
that's
right?
That's a thing, though. Like dandelion milk, you can make wine out of it.
Well, think about how gross that tasted, and then that's a salad.
How do you feel about them as like weeds or whatever, though? Like on your lawn, if there are dandelions, do you go out of your way to kill them, or are you like, whatever, that's a dandelion?
Oh, they plague my front lawn. They grow so fucking huge. They're the only thing that grows on my lawn.
But do you care? It sounds like it bothers you.
Yeah, they're stupid.
Why are they stupid?
I like when they dry up and turn into puffballs.
But that's it.
That's a good time. Like a field full of those things. Like, yeah. When your playground at school would,
yeah,
be like covered in dandy puffs.
Yeah.
That was a good day.
Dandy puffs.
But like other than that, get out. Yeah.
The thing that I don't get is, what is a weed? Like, what's the definition of a weed? Because a lot of...
Nothing. Subjective and cultural.
So, okay. So, if you like dandelions, then you should be able to have them on your lawn. Like, you should be able to have a whole...
You're allowed to. No one's... They're not illegal.
Wait, they're not. No, but there's like...
Do you have a secret dandelion grow up in your basement?
The cops raid it. They're like, sir, these are dandelions. Like, what are you... Why have you been hiding this from us? We had to find you with a helicopter heat map, and you're growing dandelions in your basement.
Yeah, this is so environmentally irresponsible.
But like homeowners associations and stuff will be like, you know, don't have weeds on your lawn, including dandelions.
Yeah, homeowners associations are the most fucked up bullshit thing in the world. The day I realized what homeowners associations were all about... I almost burned down like 17 homes. Was there bottled water when you were a kid?
No, not that I remember.
Like what age do you think bottled water came into your life?
Maybe like 8.
Yeah, it's probably about right.
Grade 2 or 3.
That'd be about like 10 for me. So yeah, that feels about right.
Yeah.
Were people like made fun of when bottled water first came out? Do you remember? Like,
there were lots of bottled water bits. Lots of bottled water jokes that comedians had.
Yeah.
Like, why are we bottling it? It comes out of the tap.
Okay, Jerry.
My only comedian impression is that. But I'm sure,
Jerry Seinfeld has had to do a bottled water bit, right?
Yeah, they all did, I'm sure, but yeah. That's right up his alley.
I'm sure he's got a good one. He's got a good take on it. A classic take, but an insightful one nonetheless.
What is your question?
Well, the question is, like, when did, I don't know, it's a multifaceted question. It's both like, when did bottled water just become acceptable and not stupid? And also, how did you used to drink as a child? Like, because I have all these memories of like drinking from hoses and spigots and sprinklers and...
Did you not have clean water?
No, just we didn't carry bottles of water. Like,
yeah.
I feel like now, like, if you're going out to play, you can't not leave the house with a bottle of water.
Right.
As a kid. But back in our day, we just had a rusty old, like, like our ball diamond had like a rusty hose spigot in the corner. Where, and that was like the official drink station for like out of town visiting teams to fill their shit up. Like you can't go anywhere now without a proper drinking fountain.
Do you think that's a result of just straight up Nestle marketing or all the water crises like Flint and Walkerton?
Well, if you ask me, Nestle is behind the water crises. That's all part of their propaganda campaign, so... no, but yes, it is definitely like just the water bottle industry not going away and just being so persistent,
yeah,
pushing their bullshit. But also, it's like the health germ-free movement or whatever is all part of it. Like,
yeah,
not wanting to drink out of a shared hose tap anymore.
Do you think they still have water fountains in schools, or is it just water bottle filling stations?
I think there's still fountains.
How many times did you witness a water fountain injury in school?
By someone getting their head smashed, yes, into the
so many teeth broken,
basically curb stomped onto the fountain?
Yes. I remember there was an assembly at one point at our school about it.
They had to tell you not to curb fountain stomp people.
Yeah, and then they put they put lines on the floor. Like if you were waiting in line, you had to be behind the line for the water fountain because it was such a problem.
They're like, if we give them this much of a head start, we can stop them from getting fountain stomped. That we need.
Yeah,
it takes the average schooler 9 feet to react to.
To become aware of an impending, yeah, attack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so your question.
They should have just made like a little like rear view mirror on the fountain.
Yeah.
So that while you're down there drinking, you can see someone coming up behind you.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I don't think other schools had the problem as badly as we did.
It shouldn't really be a problem that needs a lot of engineering.
Okay, so your question was twofold. One, when did bottled water become acceptable and not like the butt of a joke? And two, what was two?
What was your worst childhood drinking memory?
Okay. Okay, so...
What dirty pond did you have to drink from before bottled water came into your life and solved all your problems?
So for when did bottled water become acceptable, I think we can put a year on that pretty easily. And I think it is
9/11.
Yeah.
I was going to say the exact same year.
I think it was 9/11.
Right about the same time Walkerton, where, yeah, I went to high school,
yeah,
had like 6 kids die of E. coli.
Yeah. And I think now more and more people are environment conscious, so they have their own bottle and they might just fill it up with the tap at home or with their like Brita filter or whatever. Like it's not all plastic bottles anymore. It's probably like 80% plastic bottles and 20% your own.
What's your reaction now when you see someone drinking straight from like the faucet, the kitchen tap?
I do that at home. So
I do it all the time, yeah, because I come from a time,
yeah,
when that was what you did.
But when I'm traveling, I still do it. But I like second guess it more.
Well, you're not supposed to drink the water from the tap in other countries that you haven't been to.
Like I'll smell it first as if that's gonna
do anything.
Well, you should smell it first in case you're drinking country sulfur egg water.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess I'm more likely to buy bottled water if I'm traveling, but generally at home I drink tap water all the time. I want a fridge that has a water dispenser / filter.
Oh man, we had one, but we bought it like secondhand.
Yeah. So the water was worse.
The water was like noticeably a different taste than the faucet, and I never drank it.
Yeah, that's gross.
But like we always use the ice cubes that it made. Yeah. Same water supply.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a fridge like that. I just don't want to run the water line. I'm too lazy to do that. But yeah, as far as the grossest thing I drank out of as a kid, I drank out of the hose a lot, and I didn't often wait for the water that had been sitting in the hose to clear. So like, I remember it being warm sometimes.
Yeah, you get that warm hose water. Yeah. It kind of tastes like the hose a bit.
And I would also drink at the same time as my dog was drinking out of the hose. So I'm sure it was like slobber plus water plus like sitting hose water.
Oh man, a hose drink is nature's free for all. Like you'll get creatures of all sorts gathering around, and there's no shame.
You feel like Snow White?
Yeah. No, did you have like in your schoolyard or anything like one of those ones that was like on a pole? It was like you could screw a hose to it, but there'd be no hose attached, and it was like a, you know, like a tap,
just a faucet on a pole.
Yeah, but when it came out, the key characteristic I remember of these type of pole faucets was that like they'd have like a large spray pattern,
right?
Like no coherent stream to them whatsoever, just like a messy spray that you could like sort of get your mouth up to. But as a kid, like it didn't matter. You just
soaked yourself. Just
go right in there, soak your whole front of your shirt.
Well, the ones on campgrounds are like that.
Yes.
To this day.
Yes.
Like when you go camping and you're trying to fill up your water jug, it's like it's not aiming anywhere.
That is the exact type I'm talking about.
Yeah, I never had those as a kid.
Did any of your friends have rain barrels?
We had one.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ever drink out of it?
No.
I drank out of a rain barrel once. It's fucking gross. It tasted like pickled juice. It might have been pickle juice.
That is disgusting. That's sitting water. Like, that's the kind of water that they tell you to avoid.
Yeah, I was probably drinking mosquito larvae. That was the pickle flavor.